Welcome to Shomar Shova and Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Bobakam Odaf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara, starting the end of Amudalav, going into the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the discussion if Toich Kedi Dibur Kedibur Dami, and the Gemara concludes that according to Mandoma that holds Toich Kedi Dibur Kedibur Dami, that you hold that within the time of a Dibur, it's still considered to be a Dibur, so it could change his mind. There's a discussion how long Toich Kedi Dibur Kedibur Dami. Do we look at it as if the Talmid is asking the Rav, it's saying hello to him, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umoiri? Or the Rebbe is talking to the Talmid and says, Shalom Alecho. Now we touched upon this topic in Maseches Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin and also in Nozer Daf Chof Aleph. We'll review now again what we learned there with a Tosefos based on our Gemara. So first we mentioned what the Ran brings in Nedarim. The Ran says, what's the idea of Toich Kedi Dibur Kedibur Dami? So he explains that a person doesn't have a Gemirus Das when he says something until you have the time of Toich Kedi Dibur for him to be able to settle and to accept what he said. But the problem that the Achronim point out against the Ran is that the Gemara there in Nedarim mentions the idea of Toich Kedi Dibur regarding Kriya. If a person is tearing on a mace, he's doing a Kriya on a mace, and he finds out that he made a mistake and the mace did not die, and Toich Kedi Dibur, he does have a mace, so we have also discussion regarding Toich Kedi Dibur. And if Toich Kedi Dibur has to do with Gemirus Das, what does that have to do with Kriya? When a person is doing a tear on a mace, how is it shaykh to Gemirus Das? So therefore, Shimon Shkop, as we mentioned over there, explains that Toich Kedi Dibur is the smallest unit of time. Meaning, within Toich Kedi Dibur did not pass yet the minimal amount of time to move on to the next stage. You're still in that same stage of time in every Toich Kedi Dibur. And this idea of Reb Shimon Shkop is understood very much al pi machshava. And we'll add over here what my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal used to say a lot. We know the Basar Ma'amoris Nivra Olam. The world was created with a Diburim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu spoke. And the first Dibur, the first Maimer that he said was what? The Gemara learns that Bereishis Nami Maimeru. The word Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Bereishis was also there. There's some creation that's done with Bereishis. What is it? So the Vilna Gaon says, Bereishis Nami Maimer is the creation of time. Before Bereishis, we don't have time. Bereishis means in the beginning. If you have in the beginning, you have a middle, you have an end, you have a process. In order to create the world, we started with time. And the emesis, because the whole world is created with Dibur, time is essential. Because one thing that must need time is Dibur. You cannot talk if you don't have a concept of time. To see a vision, to see a picture, that takes a split second. A person can look at a picture and see right away. But Dibur, what is Dibur? You take letters, you create syllables, you create from the syllables words, for the words you create sentences, and that's how you create a conversation. A Dibur is a process of time. It is different noises that join together throughout time to create a Dibur. So this whole world is a world of time, which is the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehakol Nihya Bidvaroi. Everything was created with the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it didn't have a process. And the Oimek HaDavar is that the reason why the world is Bizgale as a Dibur and why the world is a time of a process, because the world is really one big process. The world is not just a stationary place. The world is a process that goes, has a beginning, has a middle, and has an end. It's going towards something. As Chazal tells us, the Pasuk says, Ki sheishis yomim osa Hashem es ha-shamayim es-ha-oretz. Which will create the world, sheishis yomim. It should have said, Ki besh sheishis yomim osa Hashem. Within 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It says, 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. What does that mean? So Chazal tells us, 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is a process of 6 days. It's not that within 6 days there was a creation. The world is created as a process. The world is created as a six-day mahalach, going from the first day until you get to Shabbos, and then again and again, always the world is going in that process. Because the world is a mahalach, going from Nekuda A to Nekuda B. We're going to achieve something. We're going towards something, which will create the world as a process of the Gilui Hashem in the world. So because the whole world is the Gilui of the Dibur of Hashem, the Gilui of Hashem in the world, and it's coming as a process, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal used to say, that's why, how do we call every item in the world? We called a dover. Dover ze, dover hu, dover. Why dover? Dover loshon dibur. Dibur is the gilui of a process, and that's the revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's the whole idea of this world. So based on this, we already explained that there in the Darim and Nazir, that according to this, it makes so much sense that Toich Kedei Dibur is the minimum amount of time. What's the smallest unit of time in the world? The minimum amount of Dibur. Because the whole world is a gilui of a Dibur. Shakol Niya Bidvare, everything is a Dover. So you cannot have less than a Dibur. Let's say a Dibur is not this world. This world is created by Dibur. This world is a voracious world. So you need to have the minimum amount of Dibur. What's the minimum amount? Toich Kedei Dibur. That's why that is the smallest unit of time. But now let's add to that one more nekuda. Because when we talk about the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's two pchinas, there's two ways to look at it. There's the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochu is talking to us. And we're listening, we're hearing the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other pchina is that we take the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we answer back. We hear the calling, and we're able to take that calling and do with it what we need to do, or our avodas Hashem, to bring the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu from potential to fruition. There's the Dibur that comes from above, and there's the human beings that accept the Dibur and bring it out. Efshar, that's the chiluk between Sheilas Shalom of a Rav LeTalmid and a Talmid LeRav. There's two Torchid Dibur. There's a Dibur that the Rebbe speaks to the Talmid. That's the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. And then there's a Dibur that the Talmid speaks to the Rav. That's the Dibur that we speak back. That's a discussion. On what do we focus on when we speak about the smallest unit of time? The Dibur that comes from above, which is smaller, which is more concealed, shorter. Or we talk about the Dibur that we're talking, that's a little longer. What is the smallest unit of time? If Dibur is the units of time, which Dibur are we focused on? That's what seems to be the Pshat, Api Machshava, in our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.